Welcome to Off the Beaten Path, but Not Lost.
With Tony,
Kristen,
Kylie,
and Lexi.
Join us on this RV full-time living journey.
Across the beautiful United States.
Where the fair was.
Welcome to episode 116.
We have done a podcast on homeschooling in the past. It was episode 34, but that was back in 2022. So it's time for an update. We've actually had a couple of people ask us to do this podcast. So I said, okay, it's time. Because whenever somebody sends us a message and says, you know, like, do this episode, or could you help us with this episode, I always send them links from our podcast if we have them already. And when I looked this one up, I was like, oh, that's kind of old, so we should probably update it. In that episode, we talked about the curriculum we were doing at the time and everything we had done in the past before that. And then we also talked about some of the tools and storage and stuff like that that we used. By the way, the kids sound so little in that episode, so you should definitely go back and listen to it. It's thefailas.com/34. We'll get you there.
Yep. Yeah, they sound like babies.
I know. Especially Lexi. Kylie sounds young too, but Lexi sounds really young. We talked about this in the last episode, but we have always wanted to homeschool, even before this lifestyle. However, when we decided to move into an RV and travel, schooling was not something we had to worry about because we had already planned this. This was already our future. So that is one less thing we had to worry about when moving into an RV. We're not going to go over all the curriculum that we've ever used. We did go over a ton of it. I think maybe all of it in that episode. But in this episode, we're going to kind of dive into the big things that we still are doing and then things that we've changed.
And one of the main things that have stayed the same is we're still Texas residents. So we follow the homeschool laws from that state.
Yes. And we kind of dive into this a little bit. In that episode, we talk about, you know, Michigan, because we had come from Michigan. We talk about Texas. We talk about some resources to find out what the rules are. And then just one brief thing I do want to mention in here that I found in one of those resources is that technically speaking, if you are in a state for more than 30 days, you should try and follow their homeschool laws. So we do that for the most part. We don't really stay in any state for more than 30 days, except for Arizona for winter. And they have pretty relaxed homeschool laws.
Similar to Texas, anyways.
Yeah, they have specific subjects, which we do all those subjects plus more. And then I think they may have like an hourly or a day thing, but we knock those off as well. We do year-round schooling, so we start in January. We do not start at the regular school year. Again, we have homeschooled my kids' whole lives, like even before we got into the RV. So when we decided to start homeschooling, we just decided to start it in January and end in December. That was a school year. It's much easier. It helps my brain when it comes to like starting new in January. I love that. So that's how we do the new year. And because we go from January to December, we actually get way more days of school than we need to anyway. So, and even like our days off are normally exploring national parks or things that would be considered a field trip.
So. Yeah, something so we get fun, way more. But educational.
Yeah, so we get way more school days than needed. So for the most part, every state we do their school laws. We just don't do like the testing that's required in some of the states, but luckily we don't stay in those states for more than 30 days, so we're good. Some of the big curriculum that we still use the Good and the Beautiful for math, language arts. We use it for typing, and we also use some of their like unit studies.
Also, the new math I'm doing is independent. So in the beginning, I have to turn on my lesson video. Or I could read the mini lesson, but I rather do the video.
And you're in what grade? Fourth grade?
Four.
So in fourth grade math, the Good and the Beautiful, it starts this way. Before that, it's parent-led.
Yep.
And I'm in sixth grade, and I've done 2 years of videos.
Yeah, this is your second year of the independent math.
And it's getting a lot harder. I mean, now I just started my new one a couple months ago in January. And it was very easy because it's just getting me warmed up for, like, the new year of school. So, like, it's teaching me all the basic stuff.
Again. Some review stuff, yeah, a lot of decimals. Review, like a few lessons of review stuff.
Hard decimals, though.
You guys, yeah, you're doing, some of your stuff is stuff I don't remember at all. And it's been a long time since I've been in school, especially math classes, but I was never a fan of exponents and all that stuff.
I think exponents are easy.
Well, I'm glad you do, because I don't.
So the Good and the Beautiful is a really good program. We like that for math. We use it for language arts, like I said. They also do typing. With language arts, we also do all about spelling still, except for I still have to order there this year all about spelling. I forgot to order in Yuma, and now we're moving so much, so I'm struggling on how we're going to get that. So I don't know how we're going to get it. I'm working on that.
But that's not a big deal because it's only typically 20 lessons.
Yeah.
So essentially 20 weeks.
Yeah. The other things that we're still doing that we talked about in there, we have the Gather Round mini units. I have a couple of those planned this year. We also do OutSchool as well, which are online classes. And we do Skillshare, which is similar, more for like adults. They have like adult classes on there, but they also have younger classes as well. And then we actually just purchased a couple Procreate memberships, and Kylie's been doing those lately, which she really enjoys.
So another person that we have really liked and watched a lot of videos on is Lisa Barda, and she does so many classes, like so many classes, and they're fun. And I think she only does Procreate, where the other girl that I watch, she does, like, watercolor, too. She doesn't have as many Procreate.
That program is pretty phenomenal, yeah. I think. What would that be considered? Is that, like, graphic art? What is
digital
that? Digital art.
Digital art. But it's so cool.
Yeah, I like the stuff that you guys make. It's so cool.
So, yeah, we bought a year membership to that, and then the kids can just get in and take those classes. They are really good. In fact, we're actually using some of those designs over on Explore More Threads. We're going to be using them on shirts and stickers and all sorts of fun things. So you'll be seeing some of those designs as well. All right, so new updates. And that's really what this podcast was supposed to be about. New stuff that we're doing and some new storage things that we use now. So Kylie is in sixth grade this year and Lexi's in fourth grade. I cannot even believe that, how fast that time goes. I can't believe Kylie's in sixth grade, like... Next year, is that middle school, seventh grade?
When I was in school, sixth grade was the beginning of middle school.
Oh.
But your school did something different, weird.
Yeah, I had seventh and eighth was middle school for me. One of the things that we're doing new, and it's kind of not because now that I think about it, I think we were doing IEW back then too, but they were just beginning. We are still doing IEW, which is Institute for Excellence in Writing. So Kylie had just started IEW with the videos, and Lexi was doing, like, the IEW before the videos, I think.
Yeah.
And now they are both pretty far into IEW, and they are doing so good. That is one of my favorite programs.
This year, the girls have started doing new writing projects, like research papers. So the first one that they did was kind of like where we started, was like a research paper about local plants. Like
we were in Yuma.
Yeah, we were. Yeah. Whoa, that was a triple jinx. I win. And we were in Yuma. So what did you guys do? What were your papers about? Kylie, what was yours about?
I did the saguaro and the desert lily.
Yep, that was a good one, I think. I don't know if I've ever heard it, but.
She hasn't read it to us yet.
It's finished, but it hasn't been presented. Lexi, what was yours about?
Mine was the creosote bush and the California buckwheat.
Okay, cool.
And Lexi did present hers to us. So the whole idea here was we want to do some research projects in the areas that we're at when we do the project. The kids have to do the whole thing, you know, like research it online, try to figure out like what they want to write it about. Then they have to use the IEW process to write the presentation. And then they have to present it to us. And then after they present it to us, they can present it to my mom and dad as well. so far, it's really cool. I'm really excited. It was cool, the Yuma plant one, because I had looked outside at one point, and Lexi and Kylie were doing school outside, and Lexi's over by her, what's it called? Yeah, looking at the leaves and writing stuff down, and it was just so, like, it was like learning in action.
And I knew you were going to watch over me, and that's why I took the back of the bush.
At one point, I called over to her, and she, like, glared at me in the photo. You could see her glaring.
One of the other things that we started was, it's a program by Tuttle Twins. It's American history and an econ class.
We haven't started the American history yet, but we have it ready for this year.
Yep. Yeah, we started econ. We'll be finishing that up soon, and then we'll move into the American history portion.
And along with the Tuttle Twins econ book, there's also a bunch of little chapter books.
Yeah, those are very cool, and the kids are reading those.
And we also get a magazine every month, a new magazine that we get to read, and then there's also a coloring page that we actually do on Procreate. We move it to the Procreate app and color it on there, which is really cool.
And then sometimes they come out with new episodes of the Tuttle Twins.
Yeah, they have a cartoon that you guys watch. You guys learn a lot from that stuff.
Yeah, like the Inflation Nation.
Yeah, the kids.
Yeah, they gave us. They put on a clinic about inflation the other day. It was awesome.
I was shocked. They were talking to me about something, and inflation was brought up, and I was like, what do you even know about inflation? And then they both proceeded to tell me all about inflation. And I looked over at Tony, and he was like looking at me like, I didn't teach him that. We were both shocked. We're like, okay. Another fun thing we've been doing this year is history units. So we actually started Egypt. This is an Egypt unit we're working on right now. And for these units, we just get a whole bunch of different books, all different kinds, picture books, research books, chapter books, all the different kinds of books related to that topic. And then we just go through them together. We do it together as a family.
Right now we're working on ancient Egypt.
Yeah, and we have podcasts as well, movies. We were using CuriosityStream, but I'm actually shutting that off now. So we just don't use it as much. But it is really good for these kind of units because there's a ton of movies on there. So I'll probably end up turning it back on. But another unit that we've been working on is geography units. This year I wanted the kids to learn the state capitals. So they are working on learning their state capitals. We have a couple different USA books that dive into the states and different things that the states
have. Like activity books and workbooks.
This year we also started Duolingo on our computers and the language Spanish. But once we get to the end of the year, next year, or maybe even this year, I'm going to start French.
Lexi loves foreign language.
She also wants to learn French because someday she wants to go there because they have macaroons in fashion.
So tell me some Spanish.
Okay, ¿dónde está mi casa?
And what'd you say?
Where is my house?
Where is it?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
How do you say that in Spanish?
We're not there yet.
And also you get day streaks.
Yeah, what streak are you on right now?
Hold on, Kylie, go first.
Kylie, what streak are you on?
Day 11.
Yeah, you started over.
You miss one day and you ruin your streak, right?
Yeah. I have an 81-day streak.
Good job, Lex.
I'm sorry, Kai.
I'm so high. And then you died.
You're only 70 days behind. But the kids really love Spanish. They do it all the time, even to where they get yelled at for doing it too much. Yeah.
We're like, shut off your Spanish. So what is your favorite subject? Or what is your favorite thing you do in school?
Mine would be reading because I get to read a bunch of different books, like Wings of Fire books. Like, those are my favorite books in the world.
What are you reading right now?
I'm reading The Forbidden Library, the second book in the series.
You just finished a pretty big book. What was it?
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Lexi, what's your favorite subject?
Reading and math.
You like math because it's independent now?
Yeah, and the videos, I love the girl who does it.
She teaches really well?
Yeah.
What are you reading right now, Lex?
Oh, yeah, Italy's the third. Yeah.
Fourth book, I think. Fourth book in the series. Yeah, I think it's the fourth
maybe.
One.
Maybe. But, Mom, guess what?
What?
Guess what she has.
What does she have?
A ham radio.
Yep.
And she's only like 11.
What did you just finish? What book did you just finish?
Ava and Taco Cat.
Which is a really cool thing because Taco Cat
can be spelled either way.
Yeah.
You know what that's called?
What?
A palindrome.
Yeah. It actually says that it at the back of the book, but I didn't know how to say it, so I just skipped over that word.
All right, so let's dive into our storage because the last podcast episode that we talked about homeschool stuff, we were using a media center, is what we called it. It was a bookshelf, 3-4 shelves.
Yep.
And it had wheels on it, and it was super heavy.
It was a metal cart, basically.
And we rolled it around our house. When we were doing school, we would have it in the front. And then when we were driving, we'd push it all the way in the back room into my bathroom.
Yep.
It was a mess.
But now we have these super cool, almost like...
they're foldable utility carts.
Yeah. But what's cool about them is they have a handle at the back, and it can come up just like a suitcase handle.
Yep.
So you can, like, roll it around the house, and it has wheels.
You guys can sit on it. You guys use it as, like, tables.
We can use it as a table. We use it for, like, desks.
Yep.
And it holds our school. We can sit on it.
Yep.
They hold up to, like, 300 pounds, and they're...
And what's really cool is each kid has one, and they're able to just take their whole little cart outside to do school if they want to do it outside, or they can do it in here. But all of their stuff is in their cart. So wherever they go in the house or outside, they can take all of their school with one little cart, and they each have one.
And with, let's say, like, we're done with school, we don't just, like, roll them around the house just like the media center. They actually fit under the table.
Yep, they both fit under the table, which is nice. Then we have a third one that we just got. This took the place. We used to have this basket that kind of had our together stuff in it. So, like, our history unit books and our geography and teacher guides and things that are, like, that we do together as a family or that we use as a teacher guide. They were all in this, like, basket.
And the basket was, like, breaking.
Yeah, it was, like, a soft-sided bin, yeah.
And it was kind of a pain in getting in the way. So we actually bought a third utility cart for that, and I love it. Fits up in the front of, you know, by my couch. It kind of doubles as a table for, like, our drinks and stuff, or stool for your feet. It's really convenient. That's I really I like these. I will link them in our show notes for sure.
Yeah, they've come in handy.
And they're not that big.
Yep.
Either.
Yeah, they're like a little rolling cube.
We still do. So in that episode, we talked about the totes outside. So we have a tote for school stuff that's, like, going to be in the future, you know, like that year that we're going to do. I normally buy all their schooling stuff in the beginning of the year. And then when we get it all, I'm like, oh, we can't do all this at one time. So I have to put some of it underneath. So this year, we actually got a storage unit in Yuma. We'll talk about that in a future podcast. We're not going to get into that now. But I was able to take a lot of the books that we were not going to be doing until after November and put them in there, which Tony was happy about because we saved some space.
Oh, yes.
But we still have one Tupperware, or one tote, I should say, outside with school books that we're not into yet, but we will be getting into before November. And then we have, like, a craft bin outside, craft bin inside.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be it.
And the totes that we use are the hefty high-rise bins, which those fit pretty perfect in our RV. Like, they make different size. We use more of the shallow ones. They do make them that are tall. We use the shallow ones with the high-rise lid, but they come in different lengths. So we have kind of a hodgepodge of different sizes. But they fit. They're all over our underbelly of our RV, and they fit in there perfect.
Yeah.
I love them.
We have, like, a ledge kind of thing under there.
It's like a pass-through.
Yeah, and there's, you know, one fits in there perfectly. I mean, more than one, but you know what I mean? Like, one height-wise.
One high, but two wide.
Yeah, fit in there. And then in the garage itself, we can, like, stack some on top of each other. So the kids also have them for, you know, their Legos and their toys like that.
We also have a really cool clamshell tent, and it has a floor, and it has, like, shades, so we can keep the sun from burning us. And we can do school out there, and, like, we don't get dirty because there's a floor and everything. It's so cool.
And even if it's windy, we can kind of zip up the sides, and your stuff doesn't blow around. Like, we've done school out there in several different places. Like, we've done it in Yuma, at a campground. We've done it in Lake Havasu while we were boondocking. And then we did it back in the Yuma area while we were boondocking as well. We did school outside for several days, so.
And sometimes we bring the dogs out there, especially if we're boondocking and doing it. If we're boondocking, we normally let the dogs go out without a leash, but we have their collars on.
Yeah.
They're electric collars. So we let them run around, and then they come in the tent and drag, like, a bunch of dirt in.
Oh, yeah. Sticks.
Sticks. Lots and lots of sticks.
But, yeah, I think that thing has been helpful just to get us out. Because before we had just one of, like, a canopy, pop-up canopy. You see all over, like, sporting events and all that thing. And it doesn't really shade that well, and obviously doesn't protect you from any wind.
It would shade if you put the sides on.
But then, I mean, then you're kind of, like, I don't like the sides on those because it like, closes you in a room where, like, the clamshell is all open.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's screens, but it protects, like, strong wind, but it's cool because you can still see out.
Exactly.
It's funny, you will, I'll go out there to hang out with them for a little bit, and Tony will have the screens unzipped for the wind.
Yeah, for a breeze. If it's not too strong.
I mean, this, they're screens. The wind comes through.
But not as well. Not as well. There's a difference. I can feel it.
I'm not sure you can, but we'll go with it. We would love to hear your homeschool stories, especially if you live on the road. How do you do it? What do you have? What kind of curriculum do you use? And what kind of storage do you use? We're always looking for new storage. Except for, I think this storage is pretty good. Like, I'm pretty happy with this right now. But, you know, who knows? Maybe you have a better idea and you can share it with us.
I feel like as it continues on, it just always kind of morphs into one thing or the other. So
we loved the media center when we had it.
Yeah.
Then it became annoying.
But it was one of those things. It was so heavy. You couldn't really, like, you couldn't move it other than, like, from one room to the other. You couldn't take it outside.
Yeah, this is much more convenient. And the kids have their own thing. So they can put their own pens in it, their own pencils. They have, like, they have to keep their little cart clean. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if one wants to go outside and the other one doesn't, they just take their cart out. So it's really neat.
Yeah, and these school bins are, like, what, 10, 25 pounds? Maybe 30?
Maybe 20, 25, yeah.
Yeah. And the media center, just without any books on it, was probably 50.
Yeah.
And then with the books, another 50 or 30.
It was probably a couple hundred pounds.
Yeah. That thing was heavy.
Yeah.
And let me tell you right now, I probably still have a cracked toe from one of its wheels.
Yeah, I've hit my toes a few times on it. If you have any stories, we'd love for you to share them. You can go to thefaolas.com/message and leave us a voice message, or you can send it via email at hi@thefaolas.com. You can also connect with us on all the social medias at The Faolas, especially Instagram. Feel free to also send us a message on possible topics you'd like to hear. We love getting these, and we will respond to you and message you if we already have episodes on it. But a lot of times, the episodes are older, and then gives us a good idea to come up with, you know, a new one. So we love to hear your ideas.
Next week, we're going to be talking about getting ready for Canada.
Storage units and what we did.
Yeah, passport information, planning, everything you need to know to cross the border, hopefully. We haven't crossed it yet, so we're going to have like a one this week or next week. And then we'll have another one when it gets closer, probably. Then we'll have one after we cross it.
Yeah.
We're also on the road again, so we're excited to share this journey with you. We're going to have some new episodes. I know we missed last week. last week. We didn't forget about it last week, but we were just too busy. We just could not get this one out.
We were moving.
Yeah, we were. We had bought the storage unit, which we'll tell you about next week. but we bought that, and so we were moving stuff out of our RV. At one point, I was working, and I turned around, and Tony had everything out, like, in the hallway. I was like, are we completely moving out of the RV?
It's all gotta go.
Yes.
He's like, out, storage.
Yeah, I'm glad we got the size that we got, because you filled that thing up.
Yep.
It's interesting how, even though we're minimalist, we still have so much stuff. Like, it's crazy, actually.
Take minimalist with a grain of salt, because...
I mean, we live in a 36-foot RV.
We minimalized to move into here, but over the years, we collect. We try to be minimalist, but we're not very good at it.
But we are excited to share some of the things that we're up to, and our road trip to Canada is going to be very interesting as well. So stay tuned for those episodes.
And if you use iTunes, we'd love it if you head over there, leave us a 5-star review, add a review, add in comments. That really helps us out. We would just love to build up the reviews over there. That helps with the algorithm. And if you want to do that, head over to thefailos.com/apple. That'll take you to our iTunes page.
Yep.
All right. See you next week.
Bye.
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 If you have Curiosity Stream, you probably know that there's like a dinosaur section. I have watched every single movie in that section.
And we just watched it earlier of Destination China.
Was that what you wanted to say when you're waving your hand, waving at me? And if you didn't know, we're in Vegas now, and it's loud. There's jets and dogs and
humans,
drama.
People.
Policemen. All the things. Welcome to episode 106. Just kidding. What episode are we on?
116.
Okay, one of you do it. I do hate you.
I don't care.